Welcome to AMA Edgewise. I'm Dave Summers. AMA Edgewise is brought to you by the American Management Association. Shoya Zichy is the creator of the award-winning ColorQ personality profile system. Formerly president of the Myers-Briggs Association of New York, her roster of impressive clients includes Merrill Lynch, Bank of America, UBS, and the U.S. Treasury. She's the author of the book Career Match, and her latest book is Personality Power, published by AMACOM, a division of the American Management Association. Shoya, welcome to Edgewise.
Thank you.
Let's get started here. What is the ColorQ system that you talk about in your book?
ColorQ is a personality system which combines the work of Carl Jung, the Myers-Briggs community, and modern-day brain research. It provides insights on four temperaments and their corresponding needs, values, talents, and behaviors. Each person has a primary or dominant style, a backup style, and then leans toward either extroversion or introversion, which combined creates 16 personality groups.
And how did you come up with this idea?
Well, a number of years ago, I worked as a private banker for Citibank in Hong Kong. One of my challenges was dealing with high net worth clients representing many different nationalities and backgrounds. And one day I discovered a book which summarized the different ways in which people take in information and make decisions. And suddenly I understood why I was so much more effective with certain clients as opposed to others. So I went back to my office and color-coded all my clients into four groups. And then I got the staff together, and we created specific strategies for dealing and communicating with each group and client. And lo and behold, our new business shot up by over 50% in the next 6 months. Later, I continued using these strategies with clients in other continents, the Middle East, Europe, and Latin America, and found that the system worked in all cultures. So when I left the financial services industry, I decided to create seminars that would introduce the model to other professionals to help them to read and deal not only with clients, but also with bosses, coworkers, and even family members. And now over 70,000 people around the world are using this material to enhance their careers and personal satisfaction.
Shoya, what are the four primary groups, and can you give me some examples?
Sure. First, you have the goals, who make up 46% of the population. Goals are grounded, realistic, goal-oriented, and they excel at organizing people, resources, and processes. Dentists and accountants and commercial bankers are some of the professions highly represented in this category, which also includes people like Warren Buffett and Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor. Then you have the Reds, which are 27% of the population. Reds are action-oriented, spontaneous, and focused on the now. Highly skilled negotiators. They excel at sizing opportunities and making things happen. Donald Trump and Barbara Streisand are Reds, as are many politicians, real estate developers, and Wall Street traders. The third group, the Blues, are the smallest. They make up 10% of the population. If you are theoretical, always driven to acquire knowledge, and are good at dealing with complex systems, you're probably a Blue. Many journalists, strategic planners, and computer programmers are Blues, as are individuals such as Hillary Clinton and Al Gore. Greens, the last of the groups, make up 17% of the population. They are empathetic, creative, and expressive. They're good at catalyzing others to their goals and communicate with eloquence and flair. Those in advertising, writing, or human resources often fit this profile, as do anchor Diane Sawyer and Dr. Mehmet Oz.
How can ColorQ help people improve their careers?
Well, the key to enjoying your work life and boosting your career success lies in knowing your unique core strengths and then finding the work environment that allows you to make the most of them. First, you can use the self-awareness to create your personal brand and reduce conflict with key people you need to work with. And then, equally important, create diversified teams, which research shows produce the best results. The bottom line is that people who are similar get along better, but teams of people who are different produce more innovative work. This is something most people are not aware of. Secondly, you need to recognize different work environment and cultures. If you have a gold component, whether it is primary or backup, you will thrive in a structured organization with a clear hierarchy and definition of your responsibilities. If you have a red component, you do best when there is almost no hierarchy and routine, few rules, and when long-term planning is a low priority. The motto being, every day brings its own agenda. Bottom line, if you're working in the right culture for your personality, you will do better and be happier. And if you want to be an entrepreneur, you can also use this information to surround yourself with a partner or key staff who bring different talents to the table. Understanding the skills you need and may not have, and acknowledging the contribution of those who possess other talents is essential to making your company successful.
Can color cue show how to change your personality?
Not really. Your color cue personality stays with you throughout your life. It is basically cradle to grave. But you can learn to recognize which behaviors may be irritating to important people in your workplace, such as your boss, coworkers, or clients, and tone down those characteristics a bit. For example, if you're the kind of person who likes to work on many projects simultaneously and only meets deadlines at the last minute, which 50% of the population actually does, and you happen to work for a highly structured boss, you need to prioritize your projects and set sub-deadlines so as to make your boss more comfortable.
Okay. Here's probably the most important question I'm going to ask today. Can understanding the color cue model help me get a bigger salary?
Yes, it can. And here's the deal. 50% of the world consider themselves to be more empathetic, diplomatic, and apt to take things personally and avoid conflict, as opposed to the other half, who consider themselves to be more direct and frank, objective about criticism, and apt to meet conflict head on. Now, research shows that the more empathetic group tends to be generally underpaid by 25%. And the reason is not because people do not recognize or value their work or contribution, but because they are not tough enough in the negotiations process, both with regard to the initial job interview or in their annual review session once they are employed. The reason being that the relationship with the person they are negotiating with is too important to them, and they will often accept a figure below what they could get if they drove a harder bargain. So my advice is as follows. One, if this is the case, recognize that you may have this tendency. Two, make a detailed list of all your accomplishments. And three, and most importantly, rehearse the process with someone tough and critical several times before the session itself. This will give you the practice to push the envelope as far as you can.
So how can you understand your boss, perhaps a sales prospect or a potential client, without testing them?
You can learn a lot by the appearance of their office and how they operate. So let's take it at a simple level. As mentioned earlier, everyone has two components, primary and secondary. So you have a combination of a gold or red component and a blue or green component. If someone has a gold component, their desk is usually uncluttered with no or few piles of paper. Everything is neatly filed. Golds begin and end projects before starting new ones. They are serious, formal, and always on time. So when dealing with a gold, tell them your precise expectations. Then provide a stable environment with clear channels of communication and authority. You need to be decisive and organized, emphasizing firm procedures and deadlines. Then get out of their way and respect their unique ability to get things done. If the person has a red component, the desk is a mess of papers and piles. Everything is a work in progress. Other clues, reds are loose, relaxed, and humorous. Sometimes they're even sitting with their feet up on the desk. And they may also be time pressured or late. When dealing with a red, talking face to face is always better. Memos typically do not engage them. They get bored with them. They need fun, freedom, and independence. they are most productive in a flexible and self-paced environment. Reds are difficult to control and impossible to micromanage, but they will not disappoint you if you give them freedom to follow their instincts. If the person has a green component, their office decor will be colorful, chic, or bohemian, with many pictures of the family and friends. They'll often engage in a lot of small talk in an effort to personalize the relationship and put you at ease. So when dealing with a green, recognize that they need a harmonious environment. They become troubled and distracted by competition and conflict. Important, personalize your work relationship. Ask about their family, hobbies, and pets in appropriate ways. Establish a shared vision and allow Green's creative freedom to address it. Give frequent feedback, but keep it diplomatic. If the person has a blue component, their office will be filled with research studies, business references, and awards. Blues create a sense of distance and have a desire to keep the relationship on a professional basis. Typically, they will be brief, terse, and constantly appraising you. Chit-chat is limited. When dealing with a blue, you need to be strategically visionary to capture their interest. Explain to them the future implications of what you're doing and how it might have global consequences. Above all, provide them an autonomous environment with minimal guidelines. Debate with them, and don't take their challenges personally. It's a sign you've got their interest. Listen to their insights because they can make you a lot of money.
Shoya, how has Color Q impacted your own career?
Well, I've had four careers: teaching, journalism, private banking, and now training. And in reviewing and accepting my core strengths, I realized it was communication and relationship building. And this has enabled me to create this model, which is now being used around the world, including in countries like Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. The bottom line is research shows that emotional intelligence is more important to career success than having a high IQ. The book will provide the self-awareness and tools for self-management needed to enhance your success and allow you to have fun in the process.
Sounds good. We've been speaking to Shoya Zichy. She's the author of a phenomenal new book entitled Personality Power, published by Amacom, a division of the American Management Association. Shoya, thanks so much for being with us today.
You're so welcome. My pleasure.
We have a special gift for our loyal Edgewise listeners, a free copy of an ebook entitled AMA Business Bootcamp. In it, we have assembled the most critical must-have skills for managers and leaders. To download your copy, simply visit our website, amanet.org/bootcamp. That's amanet.org/BOOTCAMP. This free download will be available until November 1st, 2013, so get your copy now.
Here at the AMA, we value your feedback. If you've ever attended any of our webcasts, webinars, or seminars, you've no doubt encountered our feedback surveys. Well, our podcasts are no different. You can either email us at podcast@amanet.org or call 800-697-3406. Your comments may become part of a future program. Thanks for taking us along. I'm Dave Summers, and you've been listening to AMA's Edgewise.